Welcome to AM Best Audio.
AM Best is estimating an underwriting loss of $2.6 billion last year for the U.S. property casualty insurance industry. This marked a steep decrease from the prior year result, which was nearly tenfold higher. Higher interest rates have helped generate solid investment income for the PC sector. These are just a few of the findings of a new Best Market Segment report. We're joined today by Senior Director Jackie Lentz, a key member of the team that did a deep dive into the PC sector's 2024 results. And Jackie, what are some of the main takeaways in terms of how PC companies fared amid persistent weather-related losses, which included hurricane activity?
Well, John, according to NOAA, there were 27 individual weather disasters in 2024, trailing the record-setting 28 events of 2023. So another very challenging year for secondary perils. There were 12 named storms in early September 24 with seven hurricanes, including Helene and Milton, forming at the end of September. So from a quantitative perspective, even with just the slight difference in the number of events between 23 and 24, the U.S. PC industry was able to show an improved combined ratio of 98.9 for year-end 24 and an underwriting loss of $2.6 billion, as you mentioned. That's over the 101.9 at year-end 23 and that underwriting loss of $25 billion. And just for context, I do want to note that the loss in LAE ratio is based on net premiums earned, while underwriting expense component is based on net premiums written. But U.S. cat losses added about 7.7 points to the combined for 2024. That's down from the 8.5 points in 2023. Hurricanes Milton and Helene were responsible for a large part of that cat loss in 2024, along with other severe convective storms early in 2024. Overall, underwriting did benefit, though, from positive rate momentum, improved risk selections, claims handling initiatives. We are seeing, though, competitive market pressures are intensifying for most lines of coverage. Premium growth is beginning to moderate, as we do see in several exhibits in the report. And also, change in net premiums written reached a peak in 2023 for both personal and commercial lines, and it is trending downward for 2024. So we expect the change in net premiums written to trend further downward for 2025. Only the U.S. reinsurance segment did we see it peak in terms of net premiums written for 2024. Surplus also continued to trend in a positive direction, given the smaller underwriting loss, growth in net investment income, and favorable realized and unrealized capital gains.
Can you take us through the performance on the personal line side, Jackie? What role is reinsurance pricing having on that segment?
So in 2024, the personal line segment incurred an underwriting loss of almost $12 billion. A substantial improvement over the almost $37 billion net underwriting loss in 2023. Cats added 9.5 points to the segment's combined ratio of 101. You may recall that we revised the U.S. personal lines segment outlook to stable from negative in December of last year, owing primarily to the personal auto segment, which accounts for over half the premium. Since the pandemic, the personal auto market has faced rate adequacy challenges due to higher loss costs driven by inflation, advanced technology in new vehicles, as well as some supply chain disruptions. However, there could be some good news on the horizon. Recently, carriers do appear to be getting ahead of the rate curve, and you know, better days may be ahead. There has been an aggressive push for rate, which is seen market-wide, and that has led to improved performance. There has also been a push to improve risk selection and underwriting practices. By the numbers, the combined ratio for personal auto improved significantly from a 104.9 to a 98.7 in 2024, a little more than 6 points. On the other hand, we do have the homeowners line. That remains negative. The combined ratio improved, though, to a 105.7 from a 110.9. The path to rate adequacy has not been as easy, given elevated reinsurance costs, fluctuating weather, inflation-related loss cost challenges. We are seeing, though, an opportunity for companies to leverage technology, big data, AI, use of drones for aerial imagery, for example, to play a larger role in better understanding the practices and pricing of exposures to help the line. And I guess I would also say prior to 2023, primary carriers really relied on reinsurance given soft market conditions, but the market has hardened more recently for reinsurance. And this has had an impact on some primary carriers. Some may no longer be able to afford the same level of reinsurance protection that they once enjoyed, and they may have to retain more loss.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So, how did the commercial lines segment fare through 2024?
The commercial lines reported favorable underwriting results in 2024. We've seen a shift recently where commercial business has moved to the E&S market, and we've seen a rise in the use of fronting companies. Overall, the segment generated an estimated underwriting gain of $3.8 billion, down from 2023's $6.4 billion underwriting gain. The combined ratio was a 97, and that includes 5 points of cat loss. Again, there was pricing momentum in many of the commercial lines, but it has moderated, and losses continue to be affected by economic inflation and social inflation. There is a mixed bag of outlooks on the various commercial lines segments. The overall commercial lines segment outlook is stable, along with stable outlooks for commercial property and workers' comp. There's a positive outlook on E&S, and there are negative outlooks on commercial auto liability and general liability. As we move forward, the headwinds we are going to continue to watch are the unfavorable prior year accident loss reserve development on certain casualty lines. It's an issue for carriers with sizable general liability and excess casualty books, as well as some commercial auto liability books.
Jackie, what role might investment income levels play in the 2025 results?
2024 was a strong year for investment returns. Net investment income grew by 18% in 2024 to more than $85 billion. The rising interest rate environment for bonds clearly contributed to this growth. Companies took full advantage, and new money was reinvested at higher yields, which helped offset some underwriting volatility. Even strong equity markets resulted in an opportunity for significant realized capital gains compared to prior years. However, 2025 could present a little more uncertainty and cautiousness, which could lead to more moderate returns. In the latest U.S. Economic Outlook piece that we posted to our website, it notes several factors that could complicate the Fed's monetary policy and the direction of interest rates. We're going to be watching, you know, the relative strength of the consumer, the labor markets, inflation, and tariffs.
Now, as we all know, the Los Angeles wildfires in January marked a really difficult start to the year. What, if anything, should the industry anticipate in terms of a knock-on effect as a result of these catastrophe losses so early in the first quarter?
Yeah, it was very difficult to watch the destruction, you know, tragic, and our thoughts are with all the victims, and we appreciate all the firefighters, police officers, everyone who dedicated resources to help put out the fires. I think right now carriers are really focused on servicing the claims of policyholders that were directly impacted by the fires. Much of the area that burned included high-value real estate, which is going to contribute to a sizable insurance loss. I think the industry can anticipate challenges for both primary carriers as well as reinsurers. These types of losses have become more unpredictable with respect to location, intensity, seasonality. We may see insurers exit certain lines, be reluctant to underwrite wildfire risk. California specifically recently implemented regulations mandating CAT models to account for mitigation efforts by homeowners and businesses. The models currently being reviewed by the state could help reinsurers better price risks, but the bottom line is going to be affordability and availability for insureds. But definitely, given that the fires were so early in 2025, we have a lot of year left. We are projecting 8.6 points of CAT loss on our full year combined ratio projection for 2025.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you.
That was Senior Director Jackie Lentz. You can find the full report online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.